Welcome to Seraphim's Basketball. Today, Wednesday, September 2nd, 2020. Episode today, honing the defense. Our episode visits areas of subject in basketball that are used to make use of the defense through entities in subject areas such as structure, vice, motive, redress, fortification, and domain. We'll begin with the subject structure and honing the defense. Honing the defense in a team that uses the structure to compete. The structure of a defense of that team will usually be given in three entity parts, such as man, zone, or man zone. The structuring of the three cannot exist all at once. The structuring of man as an individual entity is based upon the ability and skill and talent of the athlete. A coach would not go man had he had a subpar, sub-skilled, sub-talented athlete matched up against a highly skilled, highly talented, highly touted athlete. The structuring of that situation would be a zone. Much like in situations where the defense is liable to being penetrated upon, there would be a zone. In other occurrences or instances in the structuring of a offense that struggles from beyond the arc, the coach is going to call zone. Now you have teams that have athletes that can score the ball and can get on to a rhythm a stroke and the jump shot. You know, those type teams, the coach would call man zone. Man zone structure allows an area to be played in the zone by a man, covered by a man within the zone. Much to dwell to do with help and help side. Therefore, there we come into the vice, which where we'll have entities in the category of vice and using the vice to hone the defense. Inside the category of that vice, you have three sub-entities, trap, lure, stall, that are integrated into the defense for the fact that the vice itself becomes worn with the commence of time in a competition. A coach will use a honing method of the defense in that vice known as a trap, where the trap itself brings necessity of ease unto the urgency of closing off passing lanes and delineating penetrating lanes and virtually applying pressure to a ball handler. There are other vices, such as the lure. Lure and honing the defense is much more so where the offense commits a thought, a thought infraction. One example: point guard puts the ball deep in the corner to the shooting guard. The lure is allowing the point to use the passing lane. The action, the point traps with the strong fall. The stall in honing the defense, the vice of that stall is used in the defense for maintenance and maintaining leads, where the stall defense is called, there are no fouls committed, there's none pressure on the ball. There's a zone, man zone structure, and the objective is to play for the rebound. which is the motive, honing the defense. Motive itself within sub-entity, sub-category of the category motive, rebound, turnover, and stop. Are major in getting to the collective position and the collective ability of teamhood and team, where the defense can be honed to that effect, where the motive can neither be given and achieved. Say, for instance, one of the three sub-entities, rebound, a turnover, or a stop, you give that motive to that defense. Say, playing for the rebound here. So we go out and we box out. We double in the paint. We use a defensive triangle in the paint. You know, things like that, that would better in chances our guarantor of the rebound. Or say we can come out on an instance and say, we're playing for a turnover here. The motive itself is to obtain the turnover. And you'd most likely use a vice of trap. Trapping or triple teaming at the high hash of the high arc of the half court, or the turnover itself could be committed from a pressure point on the ball handler, or a steal in the passing lane, or the motive could be to be playing for a stop. Therefore, we press the ball. Full court press. Half court press. Three-quarter court press. Press the ball and trap in the corners. Double team the active man. Triple team the active man. That redress, you know, the redress of the passing lanes, fronting the low posts and help side, help from the offside defenders. That redress in honing the defense becomes culminative, you know, in its fortification. You know, passing lanes themselves is where that redress is addressed in fronting the offensive man. That redress becomes addressed by help side helping on the offside ball. Little things like that fortify a press. Fortify 2-3. Fortify 3-2. Hones the defense. Tweaks it to the point where the rust and the silk and the silk becomes waxed and waned, ever fluent. That domain of honing defensively applies to the domain. You know, the domain pressure, the domain control, the domain concision. To hone the defense, to commit the actual act of honing the domain. Honing the defensive domain pressure. The domain control. And the domain concision. Honing the defense. With the six entities. Category. The six categories, those 18 entities, structure, vice, motive, redress, fortification, and domain. You come to the end of episode Honing the Defense. Using those entities of the categories to sharpen our abilities, our skill, our talent, our awareness. In becoming the active player, the active player of the courtship, Twiggy Tweed, 1-1 all day. All night. May your play be your way. Sarah from Basketball, signing off.